What truly separates legendary teams from merely good ones? After examining over 1,200 teams across 37 sports dating back to the 1880s, Wall Street Journal columnist Sam Walker discovered something unexpected. It wasn't superstar talent, coaching genius, or financial resources that created sustained excellence. The secret ingredient? The captain. Not just any captain, but leaders with specific qualities that defied conventional wisdom. This revelation has influenced organizations far beyond sports, from military leaders to Fortune 500 executives. The most extraordinary teams throughout history shared exactly one common element: a captain with a distinctive leadership style that transformed ordinary groups into dynasties. These captains rarely matched our mental image of charismatic leaders, yet they possessed an insurmountable will that elevated everyone around them. Walker's investigation began with the 2004 Boston Red Sox, self-proclaimed idiots who defied 120-1 odds to break an 86-year championship drought. To identify true greatness, Walker established strict criteria. True teams needed at least 5 members, direct opponent interaction, and collaborative dynamics. He filtered for major sports with substantial talent pools, teams competing against elite competition, and dynasties sustaining excellence for at least 4 seasons. After applying these filters, Walker identified just 17 Tier 1 teams, the most dominant sports dynasties ever assembled, ranging from the 1927-30 Collingwood Magpies to the 2011-15 New Zealand All Blacks, including iconic dynasties like the 1956-69 Boston Celtics and the 2008-13 Barcelona Soccer Club. The captains who led history's greatest teams shattered leadership stereotypes. Consider Bill Russell, who guided the Boston Celtics to 11 championships in 13 seasons. Despite his unmatched success, Russell wasn't a prolific scorer, was notoriously difficult with media and fans, and even refused his Hall of Fame induction. Yet his leadership transformed the Celtics from also-rans into basketball's greatest dynasty. Similarly, Buck Shelford of the New Zealand All Blacks demonstrated extraordinary toughness during a 1986 match when his scrotum was torn open, requiring 16 stitches. Despite this horrific injury, he continued playing with uncompromising determination, becoming a folk hero whose appointment as captain began a remarkable winning streak. These captains weren't necessarily the most talented players or obvious leadership candidates. Instead, they possessed a fanatical commitment that transcended personal comfort or conventional expectations. They embodied what psychologists call instrumental aggression, not seeking to hurt others, but relentlessly pursuing victory through whatever means necessary within the framework of competition. Walker systematically tested 5 common explanations for team excellence: superstar talent, overall team talent, financial resources, organizational culture, and coaching. None held up to scrutiny. The greatest of all time theory collapsed when examining the Boston Celtics. The most dominant basketball dynasty ever lacked even a single elite player by statistical standards. The talent cluster theory failed when examining statistically talented teams like the 1927 Yankees, which didn't achieve Tier 1 status. Financial resources? Most Tier 1 teams actually thrive during periods of relative poverty. The winning culture explanation seemed compelling until examining how many operated under problematic leadership. Even the coaching theory collapsed. Most Tier 1 team coaches didn't have impressive prior records. After extensive analysis, Walker identified 7 distinctive traits shared by all Tier 1 captains. First was extreme doggedness, a relentless commitment exemplified by Barcelona's Carles Puyol, who had his forehead stapled during a Champions League match to avoid missing playing time. These captains consistently demonstrated maximum effort regardless of the score or situation, counteracting the social loafing that typically occurs in groups. Second, they played to the edge of rules, not breaking them, but strategically pushing boundaries when necessary. like Cuban volleyball captain Mireia Luis deliberately provoking Brazilian players with calculated verbal tactics that rattled opponents while energizing her team. These captains operated within what researchers call bracketed morality, a game frame where different ethical standards apply than in everyday life. Third, they led from the back, operating away from the spotlight despite their crucial importance. Manchester United's Eric Cantona once dismissed Didier Deschamps as a water carrier, yet Deschamps calmly accepted this characterization. Tim Duncan embodied this ethos throughout his career, capable of scoring like Michael Jordan, but focusing instead on fundamentals while accepting below-market contracts to help sign better players. Elite captains rarely deliver inspirational speeches or dramatic locker room monologues. Instead, they excel at practical, everyday communication tailored to individual teammates' needs. Tim Duncan's subtle but powerful style exemplified this approach, using deliberate gestures, well-timed encouragement, and precise words exactly when needed. These captains create environments where organic communication flourishes naturally, whether through quick glances during crucial moments, gentle taps during practice, or quiet words in the locker room. They use eyes, touch, and presence to send powerful signals. They demonstrate remarkable situational awareness, knowing when a teammate needs public praise versus private correction, when to be stern versus supportive. Elite captains intuitively understand how emotions spread through groups. Scientists have discovered mirror neurons, brain cells that fire when observing others' actions, providing biological evidence for emotional transfer between people. The Tier 1 captains leverage this through powerful emotional displays that intimidated opponents and strengthened team resolve. Even Maurice Rocket Richard, famously withdrawn, communicated powerfully through his intense gaze, methodically locking eyes with each teammate before games. These captains also demonstrated courage to stand apart when necessary. After the Soviet hockey team's devastating 1980 Olympic loss, Valery Vasiliev confronted coach Viktor Tikhonov for blaming veterans after previously agreeing to take collective responsibility. Despite this shocking confrontation, Vasiliev was elected captain. Under his leadership, the Soviet team improved dramatically, winning 12 of 13 possible titles. Research confirms this approach. Effective leaders often operate at the margins of what team members want, and task-focused conflict can improve performance by 40% in high-pressure environments. The final trait shared by elite captains is exceptional emotional regulation, compartmentalizing personal struggles while maintaining focus under pressure. In Zagreb 2009, Jerome Fernandez, France's handball captain, received devastating news before the World Championship final. His father was dying. Torn between rushing home and leading his team, Fernandez made the wrenching decision to play, keeping his personal tragedy secret to avoid disrupting teammates' focus. Despite his emotional turmoil, he delivered in the clutch, scoring a decisive goal in France's victory. Despite clear evidence for what makes effective team captains, modern sports organizations increasingly devalue traditional captaincy. By 2007, the NFL allowed teams to forego naming regular season captains. Teams began appointing captains for all the wrong reasons: to boost confidence, prevent players from leaving, or justify large contracts. This shift coincided with television companies bidding enormous sums for sports broadcasting rights, prioritizing bankable superstars over water-carrying captains. The ultimate lesson from Walker's research is that true leadership often contradicts our expectations. The captains of history's greatest teams weren't necessarily the most talented, articulate, or charismatic individuals. They rarely sought the spotlight or delivered inspirational speeches. Instead, they led through consistent behaviors, relentless effort, practical communication, emotional control, and willingness to do thankless jobs. As Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu observed, "A leader is best when people barely know he exists, But of a good leader who talks little, when his work is done, his aims fulfilled, they will all say, "We did this ourselves."